AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back. Plus, no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
They're not topic worthy.
It all started when a dumbass met another dumbass, and they met another dumbass, and they became the dumbass trio. The end.
Arnold, get back. Nope, don't make me Will Smith, you boy. Get back.
Oh, that was fake.
I'll do it live. We are the 1, 2, 3
Sore Losers!
What up, everybody? I am Lunchbox. I know the most about sports. So I'll give you the sports facts, my sports opinions, because I'm pretty much a sports genius.
Hey, what's up, everyone? I'm Eddie, and I know the least about sports, but I'm your average sports fan, your sports watcher. I don't know the who's who's, and I don't know the what's what's.
Y'all, it's Sizzin. I'm an alpha male from the north, Michigan in particular.
Oh, boy.
I right now live on the west side of Nashville with Baser, my wife. She is my current and my forever wife. Mm. She is my dove. Doves travel together in pairs. We will travel in pairs till the end of time. Guys, and can I touch on this real quick if you got a second?
Yeah, go ahead, man.
I just found out my second cousins listen, Nancy and Kathy. I believe they're in their 50s or 60s. They're my mom's cousins. So that would make them my second cousins. They listen to the podcast. I have no idea why or how, but my mom.
Where do they live?
They live in Michigan. And so our show's not even on Bobby Bones Show. Big Show isn't even on there. But my mom goes on the phone. Hey, just so you know, your grandma, her mom, was talking to Nancy and Kathy, and they said they heard Ray say, "It's cold here and I'm freezing off my balls." On the podcast, and my mom said, just so you know, other people are listening, so be careful what you say.
So it was a warning.
So Nancy and Kathy are going and tattletelling on you to grandma, and grandma goes back to your mom. Yeah. Your mom comes to you and says you need to watch your mouth.
So you're
or she's going to Will Smith your ass.
Yes, there's going to be PC version of Sizzin, guys. And on that note, I'll hang up and listen.
Dude, you can't let that affect you. My cousin Andrew listens, and
That's different. He's your first cousin.
He goes and tells my dad. He's like, oh, did you hear what he said?
No. Listen, you're looking at this all wrong. Say Baby Box One has a podcast, right?
Yeah.
And then Ray, we're in our 70s, and Ray listens to the podcast and says, oh my goodness, Baby Box One, he's talking about hooking up with a chick and, you know, boobs and vaginas.
Guys,
and, oh,
I got to bleep out more than usual.
I can't even. So Ray calls up Lunchbox and says, bro.
Hey, brother.
Your son's podcast, have you listened to this? This guy's foul. He's dirty.
And I would be like, yes, I support my child. I'm going to listen to every single podcast that he puts out. That's why I can't believe Ray's mom didn't already know what he says.
That's how you're raising.
She should be supporting us, That would give us an extra download. That would give us an extra listen. We could get some extra revenue, maybe add an extra commercial because we're getting an extra listen.
Ray, I'm with your mom, dude. We need to tone it down a little bit.
And here's my thing. So, guys, let me just share real quick, if you guys have a second.
Go ahead.
It's like a curse of being popular. And I don't mean this in a way of
bragging. The curse of the Bambino?
Yes.
The Billy Goat? What is it?
I moved to Austin, and I was on a small sports show. Nobody even listened to it. It was a local show, Austin, Texas.
Bucky.
And then I got pulled up to the big show, Bobby Bones Show, and so then that's heard in more cities. And my mom ended up hearing a segment we did on the show, and it ended up being a bad segment. And she
Did you do?
So to get specific, we then started a sports show, Andy Roddick and Bones. That show got huge. My dad randomly turned on Sirius Radio, bleep that, dang it, why did I say it?
It's okay, Coach.
And he heard, out of nowhere, he heard the Andy Roddick Bones Show, and we were talking about cookies. And so we were talking on the radio about
vagina
these
cookies.
And so my dad then told my grandparents and everybody, and I was like, crap, I got too popular and too big. I had no idea the show was going to be that massive and huge. Okay, boom, we moved to Nashville. Perfect. I'll be quiet again. Everything will be quiet. Nobody will hear about this little show. Everything will be fine. Bobby Bones Show. Perfect. I'm a producer. I'm hanging back in the weeds. Nobody's hearing anything. Good, good, good. Well, then we start a podcast. Perfect. Nobody's hearing the podcast. Everything's small ball. Ah, this is Little League Baseball. Good. Everything's great. I had no idea this podcast was going to get as popular as it did. And so now Boomer listens. Muffy listens. Aunt Kathy and Aunt Jemima listen.
I thought they were cousins.
Everybody cousins. Everybody listens. I didn't plan for this to get as popular as it did. It's a curse of being popular.
Pancake lady.
Hang up and listen.
So
I'm so confused. Now, so what was the point of the story, that just to tell us that your cousins listen?
Yeah, so I got to clean it up a little bit.
Okay. And, you can't let your cousins influence how you're going to act on this podcast. Or else no one else is going to listen.
This is a whammy. We have more power on this podcast than you guys realize. Not power, but we have more listeners than we anticipated and thought. And I'll hang up and listen.
Yeah, no, I'm with Ray's mom on this. Like, we need to tone it down a little bit, and let's just keep this, straight PG. We got Muffy and Boomer listening. We got, who knows, maybe my kids listen. I don't even know. I don't want them to hear my dad, and his friends talk about the stuff that we talk about.
Oh, gosh darn.
Yeah, you're right. So, okay.
Oh, pooey.
Let's head on over to the next story, Lunchbox. Go ahead, Lunchbox.
Educate us on sports.
What's there on that menu, my friend?
Well, coming up.
Yeah?
My first night as a soccer coach.
Oh, you had practice.
I had my first practice.
Yeah.
The NFL just totally screwed it up.
Oh, gosh,
totally screwed it up.
What'd you think his angle was going to be?
But this could be the best Masters of all time.
Why? Tiger's back?
Tiger Woods played 18 at Augusta yesterday.
I played 9 at Percy.
Who wants to take the bet? He will not make the cut. Who wants it?
No. It's not about making the cut.
Why?
The fact is, I don't think he'll make the cut.
Okay, so why would it be the best Masters ever if they're not even going to show him?
Is he going to play it?
There are reports that Tiger Woods is going to play the Masters.
Dumbass. Oh, I'm sorry. Whoa! I'm sorry. Hey, silly person, listen to me. If he doesn't make the cut, he won't make national television.
It's on Thursday and Friday, too. It's
on
TV. On
ESPN Plus.
No.
Yes. On Golf Channel.
Yes.
So he will not be on national television.
People are going to be tuned in. The most people ever will watch Thursday and Friday if Tiger Woods is playing.
If. You're being a shock jock again. You're doing this whole clickbait like, the craziest Masters ever. 100% he will not make the cut, and it'll be DeChambeau versus John Rahm.
Thursday and Friday will be the highest rated Thursday and Friday of a Masters in the history if Tiger Woods plays.
Coach, Read the script.
You don't even have the Golf Channel. You're probably not even going to be able to watch it.
I do have the Golf Channel.
The only time I see the Golf Channel is when I go to a golf course and somehow there's always a tournament going on.
But guess what? They will have it. Every TV will be on the Golf Channel if Tiger Woods is playing on Thursday and Friday, and they will have a camera on him the entire time.
Well, here's the deal.
This is huge. This dude almost died, almost lost his leg.
Coach.
And he's at Augusta practicing in anticipation of being in the 91 player field. That is incredible. That is huge.
Uh-oh, I'm reading it right now. New York Post. Tiger Woods, because of this Augusta trip, officials, and they think he plays.
That is unbelievable. That is huge for the world of golf.
Oh, Masters betting. All the Tiger Woods prop bets if he tees it up.
Coach.
Masters props to miss the cut.
Oh, minus 500.
Coach.
250.
Okay.
To make the cut, it's double your money. Let's just say it like that. So if he makes a cut, it's double your money.
Do you want Michael Jordan to come back and play NBA basketball?
Totally different.
No, it's not.
It's absolutely different.
No, it's not. Is.
You want Kaepernick to come back?
Kaepernick was not on their level. Kaepernick was not as good as Michael Jordan. Kaepernick was not as good as Tiger Woods. Kaepernick was probably better than Blake Bortles.
Yeah. Better than Tannehill.
No, I don't think so.
I'll take Cap.
No Cap?
You want Gretzky? You want Gretzky to come back and play on the ice again?
You can compete.
The great one?
In golf. You can compete in golf when you're in your 40s with the 20-year-olds.
Okay, okay.
You can't compete in basketball when you're 60 with the 20-year-olds. Okay. You can't do it.
So it's so awesome when Vijay Singh comes back, right? And doesn't and finishes second to last place.
Oh, yeah, because did Tiger Woods win a major a year and a half ago? Did he win a major?
Before the accident? Yeah.
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 Okay. So he was still in the top. He was still top echelon of the golfers. Vijay Singh hasn't been relevant in 20 years. He hasn't been in the top 500 golfers in 20 years. So you comparing him to Vijay Singh is outlandish.
That's
shock jock.
I predict you coming back on Monday morning and being like, wow, that was just embarrassing.
No.
I feel bad for Tiger. I mean, that was embarrassing.
He might suck.
I've never seen anyone shoot 50 over.
But you're saying
I shot
50
over a couple weeks ago.
In 2 weeks, because this weekend is Texas.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But
right, next Monday.
But he's practicing. He's there with Justin Thomas, his son.
It was painful watching him swing that club. It was so sad.
You're telling me you would not be tuned in to watch Tiger on Thursday? You would not be in front of your TV like, sure. Oh, my God, I got to see how Tiger looks.
We already saw. I get he won the Masters and another one. But we saw
just Masters.
No, he did another tournament. It wasn't a major. He won a small ball one.
I don't think so.
When he came back, there was one.
I think it was the...
Valero?
No, it was the Community Inn down there in Palm Beach, Florida.
Oh, yeah.
The neighborhood contest.
Yes. The La Quinta Country Club.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, but we already saw him with a bad back. Now he got a bad leg.
But I mean...
Is that not... That's huge
for
golf.
It's fun.
That's what I'm saying. That's fun. Exciting. Yeah. It's exciting that Tiger Woods... Because I didn't think he would ever play a competitive round again. And here we are. He took a private jet to Augusta, played Augusta.
What's wrong with Southwest?
It doesn't get there as quick, and it's probably more expensive for him.
Did Tiger not have the companion pass?
No, he did. His son flew free on the private.
No, what the hostess chick was on it.
No, guys. It was his ex-wife. He just couldn't change it.
I can't believe you are. Like, he might be bad.
Might?
Yes.
I would take you lunch over Tiger at
no.
this point.
Coach, listen. We've seen him play. He played with his son or whatever. And I mean, it's great. But the Masters, you have the best of the best playing out of their minds. And it's still hard for them. Tiger is in not the condition he used to be in. He's going to shoot average golf, and it's going to look terrible against that field.
When you guys watch on YouTube a masterclass, cooking, how to draw, how to parent, how to write a book.
How to speak on a podcast.
Yes, when you watch a masterclass, what are you watching a person that is a masterclass person? Because they're a master.
Correct.
Is Tiger a master?
Yeah.
He was a master.
We don't know
where. Like VJ.
He could still beat Vijay Singh.
I feel bad for VJ.
I hate to say David Duval.
I bet you VJ, David Duval, and Tiger all end up grouped together in the bottom.
And John Daly, back of six.
Whoever those old Masters players that come back, who's that? Fred Couples.
Yeah, Couples always in
Couples
there.
Will be down there with Woods. It'll be Woods, Couples, Singh, and.
Didn't Couples compete a couple years ago? Wasn't he in the top 10?
Coach, you get lucky. You know what happens to all those
Okay,
dudes?
So Tiger can't get lucky. I'm not saying
Listen.
Tiger. I don't think Tiger's going to make the cut, but I'm excited. When I read this, I was like, wow, I would love to see Tiger play the Masters. That is excitement. Like, the Masters is exciting on its own.
I love the juniper trees.
But
it's beautiful in the springtime.
Oh, Amen Corner. It's a beautiful creek.
I would love.
I love the sound of Jim Nance's voice.
Ray Creek.
I would love.
They hit it in the water and you hear a beautiful. It's just fantastic.
Coach, like, that doesn't make you more excited about the Masters to see Tiger Woods?
No, I'm already excited about the Masters.
But Tiger Woods elevates that,
I don't give a crap.
So,
no.
The golfers don't excite you. It's just the tournament. So, if it was a bunch of nobodies, you would be the same level of excitement as you are right now.
They are never nobodies.
No. That's not the question. Because you said Tiger, like, if Brooks Koepka, if John Rahm, if DeChambeau, Justin Thomas, they all withdrew, you wouldn't be like, man, that's
Dustin Johnson.
Schefter.
Yeah, if they withdrew, it wouldn't be like.
And it's just Hovland, I'll take it.
But it's not as exciting.
Why not? If it's Hovland, Cameron Smith, all the new guys, all those new guys that are going to dominate in the next 2 years, yes, Coach, they're still great golfers.
Still great, but they're not the stars that you want to watch.
Okay, let me ask you this.
It's like going to a Lakers game, okay? It's going to a Lakers game, okay?
Nobody goes to Lakers games.
Are you still as excited to go to the Lakers game if LeBron James and Anthony Davis aren't playing?
Absolutely. If I've never been to a Lakers game, sit there in Staples, or what's it called?
How close to crypto.com.
Crypto?
How close are we to the cheerleaders?
Are we right there? Where's Jerry Buss?
So a Cowboys game. So if Dak and Zeke and Gallup, they're all not playing, you're still the same level as excited to be there.
Man, I went
you're
there.
You're full of shit.
Is there still a
shit? Whoa, Coach.
Is there a wall?
Grandma's listening.
Hey, if I'm watching that Cowboys game, is there a wall at the 13-yard line?
Let me ask you this.
No, the wall's there. It's January. That's when the wall gets put up.
You know how, like, the refs always, go in Duke's favor and, like, just to make the game a little more exciting. You know what I mean?
We all think that. Yeah,
right,
they give Coach K a little bit of leeway.
Do you think there's any way they'll move the pins in a place where, like, you know what? It's going to be easier for Tiger.
And then whenever it's the next person's shot, they move the flag to the other side of the green.
Real quick.
Or, like, Tiger hits it in the woods and
that's
somehow.
That's okay. As a new rule.
No.
Oh.
All of a sudden, it gets a good bounce when the camera's not looking. Whoa, we got a kick out in the fairway.
Exactly.
They could do that to keep him in the tournament. And keep eyes on the tournament.
You guys think Tiger, what is he playing from? Not the Whites. What is he from, the Reds?
Reds.
Well, it's going to take a minute because the rest of the golfers are teeing off in the pro tees.
That's not Tiger's carrying. That's not his remote-controlled bag carrier.
That's
his wheelchair.
You think that now they'll allow people to have golf carts because Tiger can't walk?
Yeah. Or no, like Ray said, you'll have the one that the remote
push cart,
the one that falls in front of him.
Well, no, he's got a caddy that carries him. He doesn't have to carry his
that's
clothes.
That's true.
Were we talking about that, you and me, or me and my buddy? I think I was talking to my buddy.
No, it was you and your cousins, second cousins,
neighbor guy. We were talking about the remote controlled cart. You can get it for like $1,000, and we go, yeah, it's
$1,000.
Yeah.
Good God,
that's
people
cheap.
Pay that much for a stupid cart?
Dude, you ever seen people spend money frivolously?
What is that? Let me Google that.
No, Ray, what do you always say? Rich people what?
Yeah, buy the dumbest things. When you start to see weird purchases that are like bizarre, like we're talking animal skins, I don't know, suede shoes, concert tickets on the floor, one row back, one out.
Frivolous is not having any serious purpose or value.
When people start to get filthy rich, that's when they make some of the dumbest purchases.
That's
refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think he could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think. Love he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of
that. Like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came out of my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college? Because it ain't it.
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
True.
Anyways, me and my buddy were talking about this remote controlled cart, and I said, yeah, it's all fine and dandy until you get up there and shank it. And then, I mean, you look like a pro with the cart. That's all awesome. Oh, look at me. Hey, how's it going, guys? Well, golf four today. How are you doing? Hey, I'm sizzling. Hey, you got the remote control cart, and then you go to hit the shot, and I shank it. It just doesn't work together. I'll get laughed off the course.
Also, does that remote control cart go in the woods? Because I'm going to be looking at my ball. Like, does it go over the terrain? Yeah. Like, I know it looks nice four going down the fairway because it's really easy terrain. But where I hit the ball, does that cart really go?
Yeah, and the real question is, can that thing go on the beach?
That's how I feel like when I wear pants. You know, to go play golf, I wear the pants, tuck in the shirt, and for the start, I look like Sergio Garcia, man. I look really good. And then once I hit one in the woods, I'm like, I'm untucking this crap.
Did Sergio Garcia retire?
No, he played lights out.
I mean, because he won the Masters, and ever since then, it's just like, where'd Sergio go?
I just told you, he was lights out the other day.
Oh, he won?
No, I think he came in like top five.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, him, Stenson, he disappeared. Adam Scott's been kind of back a little bit.
Oh,
but
he's been back.
Right.
Yeah, he's been back.
Right, but he disappeared too. Some of
Justin Rose.
He loves to disappear.
Well, he loves to get up there at the very top and then never quite win the major.
Spieth disappeared forever, but he's back.
Vijay.
VJ, that's not disappearing.
No, how about David Duval? David Duval fell off more than Vijay Singh.
Yeah.
Like, my roommate in college, David Duval was his dude. His dude.
He looked like the biggest douchebag with his sunglasses on, the Oakley sunglasses, you know?
And then I don't know what happened, but he just...
Yeah, man.
It's crazy.
It is very crazy.
And Vijay Singh. And then Rocco Mediate almost beat Tiger. And think about how his life would have changed. He went from...
Who?
Rocco Mediate.
Never heard of him.
What?
Never heard of him.
You don't
have you, Ray?
Did Tiger beat him at Topgolf?
Tiger beat him in the playoff on a broken leg.
Rocco Grimaldi.
No, Rocco Mediate.
Immediate. I see him.
He's the one that went to the 18-hole playoff with Tiger. Tiger beat him on a broken leg.
I remember this guy, yeah.
I mean, his life could be totally different, but he goes from that one moment to just kind of whatever, nothing. He never.
Wow. The first sentence of his Wikipedia is he finished runner up after losing the first sudden death hole after an 18-hole playoff to Tiger Woods in 2016.
That's.
He'll forever be known for this.
But that's all he's known for. He didn't win.
Yeah.
And guys, if Tiger can beat Rocco on a broken leg. Just imagine what he's going to do at the Masters in 2 weeks.
You know what that means? It is time for my investment question. Are you guys ready?
Yes.
We are ready.
Lunchbox and Eddie, this is for you two guys. I already know.
Let me get my wallet out.
Well, that's not about, it's about bigger amounts than that.
Oh.
What would be the smartest investment possible? There's four options.
Okay.
$3 million cash. $5 million in euros over 1 year. One penny doubling every day for 31 days. Or 10K a month for the rest of your life. I will give you guys 30 seconds.
Easy. 10K a month for the rest of my life.
Yeah, 10K a month for the rest of my life.
What was the double pennies for 30 days?
30 days.
I mean, that's gonna total to like $20.
I'm guessing 3 million cash and then the 5 million euros. 5 million euros must be a little bit more than the 3 million. Euro to dollar. Let me see.
Wait, I don't remember. The first one was what? 3 million cash?
Yeah, cash. 3 million cash or 5 million euro.
I'll take the three mil cash.
€1 equals $1.12. So then it would be
crap. We're already out of time.
Was it $10 a week or a month?
It was $10,000 a month.
$10,000 a month for the rest of your life. Do.
Not really.
Yes.
I mean, that's fine, and that'll help you live comfortably for the rest of your life. But with $3 million at the very beginning, you can start investing in all this stuff. And in the next 10 years, I mean, you're going to be a multimillionaire.
One, two, three. So, yeah, the euro – or no.
So what is the answer, Ray?
No, there's no
right
answer.
Just to tell you guys, the euro, that one was actually a better choice.
Why?
No!
Can you just restart this whole thing?
Did you bring a quz that you don't know the answer to?
No, I know the answer.
I was trying to figure
out which is better, 5 million euro or 3 million cash.
3 mil cash.
And no. It's 5 million euros is better than 3 million cash. So that one takes that one cuz the euro is worth more.
It's worth more. So you're getting more than 3 million already.
And are you ready for this? The correct answer was 1 penny doubling every day for 31 days, it ends up equaling 10 million.
No, it doesn't.
737.
You're reading it wrong.
418.
You're reading it wrong. Right. The penny must be doubling every second or something.
It's doubling every day.
No, Coach, that's 2 cents a day.
Coach, it's doubling from 1 penny to 2 penny to 4 penny to 8 penny to 16 penny to 32 penny to 64
We're already 2 weeks in.
To $1.28.
Okay, day 8. 2 weeks.
Lunch, stop. Day 9, $2.56, $2.50. Day 10, $5. Day 11, $10. Day 12, $20.
Keep going. You're still not going to reach a million.
Day 13, $40. 14, $80. 15, $163.
Okay.
So you're halfway through the month and you're at $163.
All right.
And the next thing you know, you're at $10
million? All right.
Are you mad? Wait,
let him go.
Day 16, $300. I'll just save people without the individual.
No. We need to follow it.
Day 16, $327.
Okay.
Day 17, $655, $600.
Okay.
Day 18, $1,300.
Okay.
Day 19, $2,600.
Let's go.
Day 20, $5,200. Okay. Day 21, $10,400. Day 22, $20,000. Day 23, $40,000. Day 24, $80,000. Day 25, $167,000.
Yeah, keep doubling.
Day 26, $335,000. Day 27, $671,000. Day 28, $1,342,000. Day 29, $2,683,000. Day 30, $5,368,000. Day 31, my friends, $10,737,418. I'm not used to those numbers, but that sounds like the winner.
That was great.
Guys, I just put on a masterclass. Everybody get off your knees. All hail the mighty Sizzon.
Hey, here he is at $10,000 a month.
You were taking $3 million.
Yeah, I'll still take $3 million.
You still lost.
It wasn't the best one. I don't understand the euro one. I thought euros are cheaper than dollars.
I don't know anything about euros. I don't know how to do that.
No.
When you throw euros in, I don't even listen.
The euro is cheaper than the dollar, okay. But we're choosing 5 million euro, so it ends up being more in dollars when you convert it.
So if I take a penny every day for a month, I have $10 million.
He's going to go try to find a penny.
No.
This is the start of it.
You're going to have to double it, though. That's the hard part.
That's crazy.
The easy part is the first 15 days, but after that, you're in the hundreds, then the thousands.
Coach,
then
the after the half the month, you only got like $10.
You have $168 bucks after half the month.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
Boys, there you go.
That's great. All right.
We were ranking on him at half point, and then at 23, that's when Eddie and I looked at each other like, we're in trouble. Like, we're going to look like idiots right here.
Hey, at day 31...
Open my private jet. We are going to Aruba, my friend.
What you know about,
but here's the problem. What if it's February?
Yeah, I got 28.
Yeah.
Oh, then you're only at 1.3 million.
That's it.
That's it.
Yeah, you didn't tell me what month it was.
Open my jet.
I got to be real. I might have done the 10,000 every month. I don't know what that equals out. Well, let's see. 10,000.
It's 120,000 a year.
12 months. How much is it a month? Or 120,000?
A year.
120. The 000 times 80, 70.
Well, no, let's just say you're 40 right now in 20 years. So in 20 years, you make how much?
Oh, that one ends up being $8 million. So it's still less.
Damn.
The penny's the correct answer.
Yeah, it's crazy. You guys. Hey, let's get down. Let's get down.
Open my private jet. We are going to Aruba, my friend.
We're idiots.
With $1 million a day.
We are absolute idiots. And so is the NFL. The NFL owners are so stupid.
That's why he's paying.
After all the belly aching, all the complaining, oh, we need to change the overtime rules. So they got in a meeting room down there in Key West, Florida. Maybe it's Palm Beach, wherever the hell they're at down there in Florida. It's the owners' meeting. And they came out. And they decided, we are changing the overtime rules for playoff football.
How?
Not regular season.
How? Oh, just playoff.
Just playoff.
Okay, how is it?
Each team gets a possession.
Okay.
If it's tied after each possession, after the two possessions, then it's sudden death. So it changes absolutely damn nothing.
Sudden death. So the next person to score anything?
Anything.
Field goal?
So nothing changed.
I mean, basically, with the way field goal kickers can kick 60 yards now, 65 no, probably.
It's just stupid, yes. But here's why
So the first possession, though, it doesn't matter if they get a field goal or a touchdown? The other person still gets the other
still
team
gets still the ball. Gets the,
okay.
So now is it, if you are the team that gets the ball second and the other team scored a touchdown and an extra point, you go down and score a touchdown.
2 points.
You automatically go for 2 points?
Yeah.
Your season is on the line because this is playoffs only. We're not doing it in the regular season. Regular season, the rules are staying the same. So are you going to chance your – are you going to trust your defense or are you going to go with the two-point conversion?
Two-point conversion. But question, though, if you tie it up, who gets the next possession?
The person that won the coin flip. So it comes down to a coin flip again.
Again.
Everybody complained about the coin flip being too big of a factor, but it's the exact – same thing.
Idiots. They should do the shootout, the field goal shootout.
It's so funny to me that everyone bitched and complained. They gotta have a possession. Whoa, they gotta
coach,
have a
hey, the cousins are listening.
They gotta have a possession. Everybody needs a possession. And then they do it where okay, they both get a possession, and then it's sudden death again. So whoever won the coin flip has the advantage.
Mm-hmm.
Still, I mean
idiots.
So then,
have you watched Winning Time yet? The Lakers.
No, I haven't.
Thing?
I haven't had time to
watch
that.
They do a good perspective of what these owners' meetings are like. I mean, coach, there's drugs everywhere. There's just strippers everywhere. They're not doing any kind of work. So I'm sure they're just like, hey, we have to. Hey, can you hear me? Yeah, I hear you. We have to come up with an overtime rule. Hey, let's just keep it the same but different. That's a good idea. That's it. So what do? Give them both a possession. What about if they tie? Then the coin flip. That's genius. Motorboats.
Hey, never forget.
It's the game.
The best overtime.
The coaches' challenges.
In the history of football.
Chiefs to receive it.
When the Chiefs thought they won the game because they won the coin toss.
Combined points.
Dang it! I missed that part of the clip.
No, you're on the Bills game. You need to be on the Bengals game.
Dang
when
it!
When they every flip freaking the coin.
How did you know that was the Bills game?
Because he said we had 25 points in less than in a minute and a half.
Oh, hey. He said that?
Yeah.
Gosh, he's a sports genius.
Sports penis, man.
Holy.
That's why I knew he had the wrong clip. But yes, I understand they wanted to change the rule. The Titans' proposal was absolutely stupid.
What was that one?
It was, okay, each team gets a possession unless the first team that receives the ball scores a touchdown and a two-point conversion. So it's the same thing except for they have to go for two. And
guys,
so,
let's just do a shootout. What's the problem?
It's so funny to me that we bitch and complain, but then we're going to be in the same boat where it's sudden death. So the coin flip, everybody says the coin flip matters so much. It is such a determining factor. If they both score, the coin flip decided it again. Remember? The coin flip's everything.
Stupid, man.
Like, you don't believe in your defense. Oh, you know what I mean? Defense is important, but nah, not that important, because if you're not good enough to stop them on defense, we'll give you a participation trophy and we'll let you play too.
What's the sport called?
Football.
Exactly. That's why it should end on a foot decision. On a foot
no,
kick.
No, the foot on the ball.
Exactly.
Yeah, you should have gone with that analogy.
A foot on the ball, field goal shootout.
And what was with the teams all coming up with their own ideas how to do
That's kind of weird, huh?
Yeah.
Well, you propose new ideas, and then the competition, the owners decide which ones they want to vote on, which ones they like. You argue for it, and then you vote.
and the Titans decided, you know what, our proposal is not that good. They withdrew it, and they went with this one where each one gets a possession. If it's tied after that, then it's sudden death. So it comes down to the effing coin flip.
Postseason overtimes since the rules.
This is when they used to just have one team get it.
We are going to start.
You'll never have this again.
Both teams will have three timeouts. Both teams will have an opportunity.
The crowd thought Kansas City beat the Bengals just because they won the coin toss.
There's a defensive score. All replays are upstairs. Any questions? Cincinnati, you are still the visitor.
I closed the door. I didn't want Pitts to hear this again.
It is tails.
Unbelievable.
Kansas City is
why does everybody just assume Mahomes has already scored here? Wow.
For the second straight week, the visiting team makes the wrong call.
There's Nance.
The Chiefs are going to the Super Bowl.
Nance does that when he gets the Masters. He gets them all, man. Is there anybody else with a voice out there?
No.
Gosh.
So here's an email we got. wearethesorelosers@gmail.com. Guys, I was listening to you and I had a random thought about overtime. What if the coin flip at the beginning of the game determined who got the ball in overtime?
What?
Well, they get the ball. They get to decide how the game starts, and then they get to get
yes.
the ball overtime?
Hear me out. That's every team that wins the flip at the beginning of the game chooses to defer the ball to the second half.
No.
What if the coin flip decided, okay, you want the ball first, you can have it at the beginning of overtime. Teams would then no longer defer in the first half. I just think it makes it interesting. What do you think? I'll hang up and mix in Kaylee Fry.
So they would automatically receive the ball, and they would kick off second half, and then receive it.
If it went to overtime, they would get the ball first.
Not
but
a
here's
bad
the
idea.
Thing.
I've heard
nope.
a lot of overtime
Still
ideas.
The coin flip. Everybody blames the coin flip as
I
being the
I know, but it's only one coin flip.
That ain't it, bub.
I mean, I say it's better than the two coin flips. I like it better. Still think we need to do kickoffs.
I think the problem with this one also is then let's say 30 seconds left and you're the team that received the ball first at the beginning of the game.
30 seconds on the clock?
And you have one timeout and you're on your 20-yard line. You're like, you know what? I'm just going to take a knee because I'm getting the ball in overtime already. So you don't try to go for the win.
Good point.
You know what? It turns out the game plays totally different.
Yeah, it's true.
Because you know, oh, you know what? There's no pressure on me to score right here because I'm going to get the ball in overtime.
But we do that anyway in fourth quarters.
Well,
the fact Lunch has thought about this much. Are you a coach?
No. Listen, dude. You know this is his life. You know when he talks to his dad, it's like, no, it's not. It's not. How's mom doing, Dad? No, this is what you guys talk about.
Dude, if it wasn't for this show, I swear to God, NFL season would have went 17 weeks next year. Awesome. That was a good season.
Woo! Well, 18 weeks, but with a bye.
Titans made the – sorry, sports. Genius. Yeah, Titans made the playoffs. Cool. All right, let's sit down and watch this game. Oh, crap. Tie game. All right, let's head to overtime, man. Only one team gets the ball. There is a new rule. Both teams now get the ball. That is when I would have learned that there was a new
for
NFL
sure.
rule change.
That's when
that
95%
moment.
Of the people would have learned. But this is your life, dude. I get it.
No, I haven't talked to anybody about this. I didn't
That's
talk
not
to my
true.
Dad.
You've talked to Batter's Box about it.
Didn't
Forrest,
talk to Batter, no,
Garrett.
I didn't talk to Batter's Box Lies. Yesterday. He called. It was a missed call.
That's, he was probably calling you to tell you about this.
Maybe he
what
was. I don't know. I don't know
here.
What he was calling me for. Didn't talk to him. I was so annoyed at the NFL for being so weak.
Question. Can you
Screw
talk,
you, Goodell.
Can you talk to your wife about this?
No, she doesn't care about the overtime rules.
What about your boys?
They would care.
Yeah.
They might be interested.
Binkies.
What'd you say?
They just want their binkies. Mm.
Oh,
we
you mean my kids?
Off, you
yeah.
Baby
I thought
bottle.
You meant my boys, like
what,
my friends.
Your balls? What are you talking about?
Like my friend. You don't say call them your boys? Like, hey, where are your boys
We've already
at?
Talked about them. Garrett, Forrest, all them.
No, my kids wouldn't care.
But can you sit there and while you're playing, you know, toys with them and be like, did you guys hear about the new dumb rule?
You guys love your dad.
Do you guys, what do you guys think about that overtime rule?
What would you
I don't
do?
Care, Dada. I don't care, Dada. They would have no idea what I'm talking about.
Daddy,
they wouldn't even understand what overtime is.
Can I watch my cartoon over the regular time?
Well, I don't know. Why should we do a coin flip for it?
Should you guys both get to watch it?
It's stupid. Tell you what, you flip a coin, then Baby Bucks 2 can decide. How stupid it is. They're like, what are you talking about, Dad?
Are you going to go for 2?
No, I don't have to go 2.
If you're the team that receives first in overtime and you score a touchdown, do you go for 2 to guarantee you can't lose?
Yes. I already answered that.
No, that was the second team. that the other team scores and kicks an extra point. I'm saying if you're the first team to score, mm-hmm. do you go
oh,
for two?
No, you slow play it and just hope Absolutely. They don't score. If they score a touchdown, then it's like, uh-oh, we're puckered. Yes. Now we got to stop them from getting two.
No, you can't get ahead of yourself and try to win the game
you're
with
not
two.
Trying. I bet it's more of a chess than checkers. You don't try to go for two. I bet teams don't go for two.
Unless you're the second team, you have to go for two.
Because then, once they kick off,
Coach,
the
they
next
can kick
score
a field
wins.
Goal.
Guys, if we're already confused, imagine the players.
Hell, I mean, back in the day, I think it was Donovan McNabb didn't even realize you could tie in an NFL
Big
game.
Big Ben. It was definitely Donovan McNabb. He came out and he's like, honestly, I didn't know a game could end in a tie.
Had no idea.
That's crazy.
Yeah, so here we go. Get ready for a long game. So then, I mean, at the end of it's tied at the end of one overtime. Oh, we're going to go to a second overtime. Oh, mm-hmm. yeah, that's great. So then do we coin flip again and two possessions? So annoying. The NFL, your week is crap.
Hey, right. Since we're on NFL, Eddie, sorry to step over you, my brother. Bless you.
I didn't sneeze.
Thank you.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by 3-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think he could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think. Love he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on
I'm
top
not
of it.
Like that. See that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college? Because it ain't it.
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Yes. So anyways, guys, somebody was spotted partying in Austin, Texas.
Oh,
They were playing.
Oh, Flip. Archie Manning.
No.
Joe Rogan.
Flip Cup and also beer pong was being played on Lake Travis.
Oh, Lake Travis.
Elon Musk.
Okay. No. Had to be Chris Beard or Steve Sarkisian.
Let me say quarterback.
Ooh.
A talked about quarterback in the NFL.
Oh, got it. Deshaun Watson.
No, he was getting a massage on Lake Travis.
Massage envy.
Oh, wait. Who? Oh, Nick Foles. Nick Foles.
Oh, Garrett Gilbert.
But close along those lines. You're going with
people. Oh, Drew Brees.
You're going with people that went to school in Austin. Very smart along those lines.
Sam Ellinger.
No. Oh. Texas, we're back.
Oh, Major Applewhite.
Dang it. That wasn't it. I hit the wrong button.
Colt McCoy.
Chris Mims.
Oh.
Sims.
Yeah, Chris Mims also. He went to UT, played basketball, though.
The correct answer is?
Wait.
It's Batter's Box.
Batter's Box? He was a quarterback?
Who else?
He was doing Flip Cup? It was your brother, dude.
Joe Burrow? He's not from Texas.
Close. Same state.
Josh McCown.
Jalen Hurts.
Is he from Texas?
Yeah, he's from Houston.
Well, Coach, we're striking out.
Garoppolo.
He's not from Texas. He's from Italy.
Oh, yeah, I saw the commercial.
Yeah. Brady. Tom Brady. What? I got it? Oh.
No, no. Okay.
Not Tom Brady. Okay. Quarterback. I did take a few snaps.
Kyler Murray. Kyler Murray. He's from Texas.
I'm going to tell you if you guys don't get in a second.
Okay.
McConaughey.
Oh, duh, idiots. Patrick Mahomes.
And Brittany.
Jackson Mahomes.
Guys, what? Partying in Austin when they should be worried about their quarterbacking career and future. Our boy, the chef, Baker Mayfield. I mean, he should be throwing footballs. Instead, he's throwing back shots.
He doesn't have anywhere to work out, Ray. No team wants him.
He was pictured in the past week with Mike Studd, the boys from Stevenson Ranch, all those guys that run together. Hell, Manziel was probably there too. Baker Mayfield, not captioned, but on an Instagram picture, partying in the ATX.
He's on a party tour, huh?
Where was he at? Partying on 6th?
No, he's on Lake Travis.
He's not told you.
You can tell in the background there's a lake, slightly dried up. It's got to be Travis.
Hey, Carlos and Charlie's.
And context clues, he went to Lake Travis.
Hey, Carlos and Charlie's, you can see in the back. It's still on that dry part of the lake.
It's out of business, man.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, it shut down.
Does that place shut down?
Because there was a drought and the lake was dried up for 2 years and you could not get your boat to it.
You don't remember?
Like it was literally.
While we were there?
Yes.
No.
Yes, Ray.
I mean, I'm sorry, Eddie. I don't wake up every morning and measure water levels.
No.
You didn't work in the news, Ray. Come on now. Stay with it.
If you ever went, Coach, I mean, yes, it was happening because it was on a dock. It was floating on the freaking water. All of a sudden, there's no more rain. This thing's sitting on rocks, and no one can get to it. You had to park like a mile away and walk to it.
Well, it was sad.
But I'm saying, I mean, there's always University of Texas. I mean, college kids trying to get schlit-faced. I mean,
they go to hula hut because it's on the water. But I wonder.
I mean, wasn't Baker partying here? Like,
yeah,
last week?
Yeah, he was at the Morgan Wallen concert,
and then he just made his way down to Austin.
Well, that's where he's from.
He was at Wallen. I forgot. I met him down at
That's what Baker has to do right now, to take his mind off of his career going down the tubes. He's like, man, you know what? I'll just play Flip Cup, and maybe I can make it in the beer pong world championships because he's got nothing else.
Is he paying for everyone at the bar? Like, is he, like, that dude?
He's probably the one that rented the party boat on Lake Travis. Right. He's the one that supplied the alcohol.
Well, don't say that, Coach.
Why?
Might have been minors.
Okay.
I don't think Baker's hanging out with minors.
Yeah,
but I'm saying you never want to specify who bought the alcohol because you never know. That's why my buddy and wife will even say, hey, go to Publix. I'm like, listen, I ain't buying.
Your buddy's wife?
No, my wife sometimes. I don't want to go down being the guy that's the buyer. You never know. 18-year-old kids ends up at the apartment partying, drinking. Who was the buyer? Sizzin. That's how you go down.
Who was the supplier?
Sizzin. How would an 18-year-old end up in your apartment?
Never know when parties get banging. At the pool party, there's not a limit. You got to be 21. I mean, anybody can roll to the pool. And, I mean, there's always people going in and out of the apartment on the weekends. That's why I always tell Bezos, nope, not doing that. You go to the gas station, get your own alcohol. I only buy for me.
Sounds like those parties are a disaster.
Oh, man.
A disaster.
Good thing we never make it to the West Side.
Yeah, I'm glad I never make it. I'm glad Community Cares never invites us to the party.
Come on.
I wonder how Baker's party was. Was it compared to the Community Cares party? Like, do you think it was more fun, less fun, better decorations?
Probably a little better decorations.
Let's be real. Baker and them, they party with, I mean, you went to UT, you went to wherever, all those people, the single. I mean, actually, Baker has a chick, right?
He's married.
Well, I mean, he still parties there with his wife. I mean, they always have the chicks and the bikinis there at the parties.
Yeah. Anyways, guys, last night, my...
Two-piece or one?
I cheated.
My debut as a soccer coach.
She was just a friend.
I want you guys to meet your coach. I'm Gibbles.
And we had practice for the first time.
Real talk. Yeah. how are you talking to them? Like, what's your tone?
I haven't even got to the team part.
I understand, but like, do you say, "Hey guys, welcome"?
Or what is he? No teeth?
I mean, or are you like, "All right, sons of bitches"?
Whoa! Would you like me to get to where I talk to the team?
Go ahead.
So last night, 5:45 practice time. Let's go.
You were there at 6.
And no.
Sorry, car problems. Did you see the traffic on 65?
They tore the ass out of that place.
I'm going to hit a pothole. Tire went flying.
No, that's not what happened.
Mommy.
We show up. There's one kid already there.
Nice.
Yep.
And he's already like practicing.
She.
Coach, yeah. That was sexist, Eddie.
Sorry.
She was there and she runs up and she's like, "Here, I got cones. Do you need cones?
You're my dad."
And I'm like, "Great.
Daddy."
So I start.
No, honey, I'm not your daddy.
I start setting up cones and I put them all out, you know, so we can do some drills.
Yeah.
And I go walk over and the girl picks them all up.
She picked up all the cones. She's not gonna be the next Ronaldo.
Okay.
I was like, okay, well, I'm glad I spent 10 minutes putting all the cones out.
Hey, so Messi, why don't you put the cones back?
This is where he goes, no, we're not doing that. We're not doing that.
So I'm like, hey, that's fine, whatever.
It's not fine. You need to do the lines, man.
I understand, but I was like, I'll just do them again in a minute. So then some other kids start showing up, and I'm like introducing, meeting kids, getting their names.
Okay, what are their names?
We got Skyler.
Yeah.
We had Elijah.
Uh-huh.
And let me tell you about Elijah, okay? Elijah, I'm trying to explain to them, hey, guys, you can't use your hands. Like, we're going to just put the ball at our feet, and when we're at soccer practice, we can only kick it. You know what Elijah did the whole time at practice?
He grabbed the ball with his hands.
Threw the ball at my back the entire time. Huh? Just over and over, just threw the ball at my back.
He might need to be cut.
Just kept hitting me in the back.
Elijah's getting no playing time.
I'm going to tell your mom. Which one's your mom?
I mean, literally, the entire
practice.
Are you
Elijah? Oh, hello, Elijah's mom.
I'm like, all right, let's do this drill. Boom, hit in the back. Okay, all right.
Elijah?
Let's walk over here. Elijah, put the ball down at your feet. No hands. Ha, ha, ha. Boom, hit me in the back.
Yeah, exactly.
The entire time, exactly. Elijah.
Hey, why don't you do a little thing we used to do in college? Tape his hands together. Edward 40 hands, so he can't touch the ball.
That wouldn't be bad.
No, it
except
would
for
be
then
bad.
It's tough to get the duct tape off.
Then I'm worried that they wouldn't be able to run and they would fall over.
A Nashville man has been accused of child abuse.
At soccer practice.
He was a soccer coach.
Yeah, so I'm like, okay. Whatever. Let's try shooting the ball on the goal. And this is where Amanda's like, "Can we play freeze tag?" I'm like, "Oh my god."
Mm-hmm.
Like I don't.
I mean, I warned you, but go ahead.
I'm like, "No, we're not gonna play freeze tag. We're gonna kick the ball at the goal. We're gonna practice. This is what we're gonna do. I can just dribble up and shoot it at the goal. Dribble up, shoot it at the goal. I want to play freeze tag."
Oh my god.
Well, what's your son doing at this point? Is he along with them, or no. Is he on your side?
Hey, listen to my daddy. He's talking.
No, here's the problem. Half the kids are over there having a snack.
I thought you were going to say a smoke. I was like, whoa, my gosh.
No.
You believe this, no. Ray? Kids smoke nowadays.
No, Amanda was really
American spirits.
Are you vaping?
Amanda was real nice and brought pouches for everyone and decided to hand them
Red
out.
Red Man?
What?
Red Man?
No, not Red. No. Like,
Big League.
No, like the pouches, like the fruit.
Skull. What?
No.
Okay.
And she decided to hand them out at the beginning of practice.
Amanda.
So half the Amanda who wants to play freeze tag.
Amanda or Amanda's mom?
No, Amanda. She
brought the pouches?
Well, I guess her mom did, but then Amanda was handing them out to everybody, and I'm like,
"What was she like? Is she hot?
We can't do that at the end of practice? Like, what are we doing?"
So Amanda, thank you. I'm gonna thank your mom in person.
So then
moms, let's learn how to play soccer, moms.
You go run, bounce around a little bit.
Half the kids, when we're supposed to be shooting at the goal, practicing, are over there eating their pouch. I'm like, oh, my gosh, this is so annoying. Okay, fine. All right, whatever.
It's about 30 minutes into the practice now.
Yep. And we're about 30 minutes in, and we have done nothing.
Right.
Nothing. And I'm like, all right, that's cool. So I was like, here, we'll play a game. I put up some cones. I was like, kick the cones. Kick the cones. See how many cones you can knock over with the ball.
That's good. That's good.
How many cones can you kick over with the ball? They start doing it. But then, I want the red one. And they want to hold on to the cones. Certain kids have certain favorite colors, and they're just picking the cones up. No. Put the cones down. And then there's Courtney. and Ashley, they're running off. They're chasing a butterfly.
Guys, you kick the cones while I talk to your mom.
And I'm like, hey.
I want the black cone.
I'm like, girls, come back.
I
come
want
back.
The white cone.
Listen, all cones matter, guys. Put them down.
And then there's Marissa. Marissa, guess what, Marissa? She hadn't even got on the field yet.
Marissa, let me talk to your mom.
She's hiding. No, Marissa's hiding behind her dad. Do you want to come kick the ball?
Oh, Marissa's dad was there?
Yeah. Wouldn't come out there.
Was okay. He criticize you with his eyes?
So that's fine. All right.
Any of the dads want
to
help?
Oh, there's dad. Oh, what do you need me to do? I was like, man, I'm just trying to get him to do this drill.
Why don't you tell your kid to stop throwing this ball to my back?
Yeah, like
you say that.
Oh. Sound like Kenny Powers.
Oh,
man.
Don't worry. Hey,
shut up, Gideon.
Every time I'm doing this, I'm still getting hit in the back. Elijah, just bam, hitting me. Okay, all right, enough.
Oh, that was my sack.
No. Oh, no.
God dang it, Amanda. You
no, never threw it at the front of me. Always would come up from behind and hit me in the back with
They're
the ball.
They're flicking him in the nuts.
God, Skyler.
Come over here, you son of a.
One girl is out there eating chicken nuggets. I'm like.
Well, why are you letting him eat before practice? This is practice time. No food allowed. What are you doing?
I am not.
Single file line. Let's go. Everybody behind this cone right
exactly
now.
Exactly what I tried to do.
Coach,
here.
Real talk, you hit any of them?
Ray, I didn't want to bring this up, but one thing led to another.
No, I did not hit them.
So, how do you Coach, get them to do what you want you them can't. To do without grabbing their heads, putting them in places
oh,
that they
gosh.
Need to go?
Oh, my God.
So there's one kid. Oh, you want to pass it? Yeah. So he'd
Riley?
Pass it. No, this was Malcolm. Malcolm would pass it with me.
I bet he's good.
Wonder where he got that name.
Is he good?
Where did I get that name?
Malcolm in the Middle?
I don't know where he's.
Dang it. We ain't got that clip.
What are you Googling?
Malcolm in the Middle. His fake
name.
So Malcolm.
He's
Carlton. Wanting to pass. He's wanting to shoot at the goal. Then.
Fresh Prince.
Then we.
Will.
We have the little goal there, the little kid's goal.
Malcolm. Yes,
and.
Malcolm.
Amanda's
get
little,
in the middle, son.
Amanda's little brother's there, and he just takes the goal and drags it down.
Oh, boy. Like, did you buy all these little things on your own? Like the cones you bought?
Yes.
Well, how many kids are in your family? Boy, what a fertile family your mom is.
The goals? are they almost like those window?
Yes. They're almost like the shades the that you put in your car windshield.
Yes.
You just fold them up real quick, and they pop out.
Okay, great. Now, how much did all that cost?
Those I've had in my backyard.
So does the league give you any money?
No, the league gives me no money.
Eddie, I put that on lotto tickets.
No, I'm serious, though, because, I mean, we pay a lot for our kid to be in the league.
Right.
So what does that go to?
It goes to the field, the ref, pay the ref, and your jerseys.
But I know the coaches also, like, provide balls and cones
yes.
and shirts and skins, jerseys to separate the team.
No, they brought jerseys.
No, I'm talking about when you do little scrimmages. You're like, all right, kids, you put this on.
And, oh, yeah, you're the purple team, you're the yellow team. Yes, you have all that. We didn't have any of that because I didn't know if we were going to get to scrimmage yesterday.
Did you scrimmage?
No.
No way in hell they scrimmage.
Right. We didn't even get... We didn't even get one drill done.
So we're a little behind.
Like
the progression that I had us drawn up.
So about
all right, you kids play. Moms, come over here. We're gonna do shirts and skins.
After about 45 minutes, two of the kids start throwing a frisbee.
Moms, let's get your kid. Let's get your shirt sizes. I mean your kids' shirt sizes.
And then one guy's like, "Well, I guess practice is over," and he starts heading to the car.
Who the player or the dad?
Walter's dad was like, I guess practice is over. He starts heading to the car, and I'm like, okay. And then, you know, Malcolm's dad, okay, y'all practice is over. All right. And they just start heading to the car, and that was it.
My freaking Malcolm clip.
Everybody, because you are screwed.
Dang it.
Everybody left. Yes,
you are screwed. You
see
have
you,
no-
Malcolm.
See you in the middle.
And so.
Leave that question.
What did we get accomplished?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Zero.
They don't know a single rule. They don't know the object of soccer. They didn't do one drill correctly. Nothing.
Coach,
it was a 45-minute hell.
I don't know if you're a brave man to do this or an idiot.
Well, all the parents know that that's what it was going to be. That's why none of them wanted to do it.
Thank you. I would never do that. I'm telling you. And I don't mind doing it. I like helping the kids, but it is a pain in the ass to deal with all these kids and tell them to do stuff because they're not going to listen to you. They literally be like, I want to kick butterflies. no, no, Malcolm, go, no, no. And you really can't say anything to them, so you can't control them.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game, King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of that.
Like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. Crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. He's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't it?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
One year, there was a dad. He had enough. After the third practice, he just comes in and he's like in his suit. He just came in from work. He's like, what the f*** is going on here? And he like goes to the coach. He's like, hey, come on, let's get them going. And he started moving cones around. Let's do this kind of drill. And the coach was like, oh, yeah, that's a good idea.
Must have lost the case or something.
I mean, dude, he came in, redesigned the whole practice. Kids all of a sudden started paying attention and taking direction from this dude, not even the coach. Next thing you know, the coaches never showed up again. This dude just ended up being the coach because he was strict from the very beginning.
Well, I was strict from the very beginning.
No, coach, you let them eat chicken nuggets in a pouch over in the sidelines.
You know, one thing I did do, I tried to have some team unity, some team bonding. So I got everybody in the circle. I was like, hey, guys.
Take a smoke of this.
No. I was like, we got to come up with a team name. What should we be called?
What about booger faces?
And Ashley says.
Platypus.
Ashley says, soccer team.
That's a good
idea.
That's
not creative enough, Ashley.
I like it.
Ashley, that's a stupid answer.
Elijah.
Don't give me run.
No, Elijah. Mickey Mouse. Okay. What about you? Amanda says, Elsa.
Well, I do Frozen.
Courtney, I like Anna.
Well, that's not
okay,
a team name.
Okay, what team? Who votes soccer team? Three people.
Oh, great. Don't vote, baby box.
It's a democracy.
Who votes Mickey Mouse? Two.
We got a hanging Chad.
Who votes Elsa? Just the one. Who votes Anna? Just the one. I said, okay, we're going to be soccer team. And I go, let's put
what
our hands in.
What are you, Washington football team?
I said, let's go 1, 2, 3 soccer team.
Now we're all going to vote. Who's going to be Florida? You? All right, you're not voting.
And we go 1, 2, 3. Half the people yelled soccer team. The other people said Mickey Mouse. The other one said Elsa and Anna. And it was just.
And as they're all walking away, the one kid that didn't say anything was like, I mean, I would just be the Bears, but okay.
So what's your team name?
The Bears.
I don't know.
The Jayhawks.
I don't know what my. You didn't even come up with a team name?
No.
Why are you letting them pick it? They're three.
I'm going to be real. Those kids are a microcosm. This world's going to hell in a handbasket.
Coach, there are three. You show up there and be like, all right, sons of, we are the Tigers, and this is our motto. And then you come up with something. All right, Malcolm, come over here. Come on. Get us out. Ready? One, two, three. Say Tigers. One, two, three. Tigers. Let's go. Let's go. Start running up and down the field. You need a whistle, dude. You need a whistle. You need all of it.
Sound like Kenny Powers, man.
Come on. Shut up, Gideon. No, you shut up.
Maybe I should come up with a team name. Just say that's our name.
Yeah, I mean, yes. Whatever you come up with will be a tad more creative than what they came up with.
Unless you want to be cute and be the Elses. I mean, that's cute.
I did it for the mom.
It was a rough day. I left last night and I was just like.
Deflated?
I was deflated.
Did you drink a beer last night?
I was tired. I was deflated.
Honey, hand me a Busch Light.
And we handed out the jerseys.
Who sells weed in the neighborhood?
We handed out jerseys at the end of practice. And I feel a little bad. My two-year-old's like, Dada, where's mine? I'm like, son, you ain't on the team, man. He thinks he's on the team, my two-year-old.
Oh, the two-year-old. I was like, and your three-year-old?
No, my three-year-old got a jersey. Okay. And everybody's, look, I'm number whatever. I'm number whatever.
Did he get to pick his number?
No, they were just in the bag.
69.
They were in the bag, man.
Good choice. Great choice, son.
It was not the best first practice of my it's not what I envisioned.
So this is it? That's it for practices? You got game Saturday and that's it?
Game Saturday.
Yeah, I'd say you guys are ready.
I got a feeling we're going to get rolled.
Rick rolled.
I mean, we are going to. I mean, really. I don't think we stand much chance.
Yeah, and did we talk about our kids? They're not going to play?
Yeah, they're not playing.
They're not
Ray,
scheduled.
After looking at the schedule, Eddie's son does not play my son's team.
I found that out 3 days ago off mic. I didn't know we were saving it for the podcast.
Well, I just don't know we ever told everyone.
Yeah, thank goodness, because Eddie's kid is a monster. And, like, let me tell you how big Eddie's three-year-old
Coach,
is.
It's not only his size. The dude can kick the ball in directions. Like, he knows where he's kicking it.
Because he gave up my three-year-old, who is 6 months older than him, hand-me-downs. And this was a year ago, and my son just now is wearing the shoes.
Really?
Like, just now fits in the shoes that they gave us a year ago for a kid that is 6 months younger than him.
Wow.
That's how big Eddie's kid is.
Dude, I'm literally standing 25 yards away, kicking the ball to him back and forth. And it's not me going to get the ball. We kick it to each other 25 yards away from each other. And he, I mean.
What time's your game Saturday? I need to watch him.
9:30?
I think I'm 9:30, dude.
Okay. Just different field, field three? Ray, you coming? Uncle Ray coming?
I'm out of town.
Okay.
Just record that response and play it back anytime you got a game.
I'm out of town.
Coach, hey, put it on repeat. Put it on repeat. I'm out of town.
I do want to know.
I'm out of town.
We always hear this joke, soccer mom, soccer van, soccer mom. I want to know, do soccer moms actually exist?
Yeah.
Well, I'm asking Coach.
No, there was moms there. There was a lot of moms there last night.
And their kids play soccer.
Yeah, and I don't know how they felt. I don't know how they felt about my coaching style. I'm not sure.
Were they listening to you, Coach, or did they just kind of sit in their cars?
No, they stood out there.
Okay.
And I think they were more talking to each other than worried about the kids.
Ray, they were like, this guy's an idiot.
Who was more involved, moms or dads?
Oh, dads for sure. Dads.
How many dads versus how many moms?
No, moms tried to help. No, moms tried to help.
They're present.
No, but I'm saying there. Yeah.
Oh, there. Yeah. There was probably
10 moms, 2 dads?
7 moms and
I wasn't counting.
4 dads.
Oh, it was actually 4 moms. Oh, I thought you were talking about the ones that were hot.
No.
So that's not bad. You guys could double up on a mom?
No, and there were some that were like mom and dad were there, so it was like.
Wow, controlling. Was it anybody bringing the nanny, too?
Not that I know of.
Nannies show up sometimes.
I know.
And then you never know if that's the mom or the nanny. You're like, oh, I can't tell.
No idea. But
you can usually tell the nanny's wearing a little bit more roughed up clothing. May have a burp rag on her.
Well, and the nanny's usually not caring too much about the kid. It's like on their phone. Just like,
The nanny is?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I always notice the mom's the one that looks like they don't give a crap about the kid. The nanny's on it. I'm at a restaurant.
I feel like the nanny's more invested.
Really?
Yeah. And I can always point it out to Baser, too. And it's two women eating, and they have kids. I mean, they could be lesbians. But, I mean, usually it's like, I'll break it down with Baser. If usually moms are going to hang out with women that dress like. If a mom's wearing heels. And the lady she's talking to is just wearing casual tennis shoes, sweatpants.
What's the haircut look like? Looking like?
No, that coach, not. Okay. But if the nanny's, you know, she's just wearing sweatpants, more casual clothes, hair really isn't done. I'm like, that's the nanny, that's the mom. It's not two friends. You can kind of tell now.
You know why? Because the nanny has to chase after the kids. Right. The mom doesn't. The nanny spends more time with the kid, so is more invested. Wants to see him do good at soccer.
No, I'm talking about baseball. When the nanny shows up without parents. It's just nanny.
Oh. Now that I have no
idea. When it's just nanny taking the kid to soccer, you can tell it's the nanny because she's not paying attention. She's just like, whatever.
Usually she's got to have a little experience. I've noticed it's more mom and nanny than just nanny.
Really?
Yeah, and nanny, not for style. She dresses for comfort.
That's usually the mom.
No, the mom is all dolled up. I'm telling you, we go to the mall on the weekdays. Bay loves the mall, hate the mall. But I've broke it down to a science. Nope, that's a nanny and a mom. Oh, that's two women that like each other. Oh, nanny and a mom. Oh, that one's the mom, that one's a nanny. I know.
But you don't know for sure, so why don't you ask them?
That's actually a great bit. I'll propose that one for
it. Are you a nanny or a lesbian? Thank you. You settled my argument.
Thank you.
Oh, my God.
Bobby Bode Show.
But yeah, dude, it's the last night was a rough night. I'm
sorry, dude. Yeah, but I mean, I warned you, but it's all good.
Hey, you're the next Coach K, man. It's got to start somewhere.
Yeah. You think Coach K struggled that much in his first practice?
Good segue, Ray.
They all did, Coach.
No, Ray, I wasn't going to March Madness. We got 3 days away. I mean, I'm
saying now, I already talked to lunch, just guy talk, you know, in the bathroom, slapping hands, slapping butts, slapping the water, just slap. I told lunch.
What the hell are you talking about?
North Carolina, Duke better be on upset alert. Even though North Carolina's the underdog, I kind of like him in that game. Baycock, the brother of Cockburn, Peacock.
Cockburn, yes.
It's been a popular in the tournament.
Speaking of peacocks, I did get a peacock shirt. Give me the St. Peter peacock.
That to you?
There's no way you went and bought that.
No, someone mailed it here. I don't know who sent it.
It's a couple days too late.
Yeah, they're eliminated. So guess what? This shirt is from my wardrobe. Eliminated. Oh, yeah, but I don't know whoever sent the peacock shirt. Thank you. I don't know who did. It didn't have a note. Oh, man. Eddie.
Yo.
Also, I sent Eddie a birthday present. Did he get it? Love the podcast, coaches.
Which one?
Kaylee Vanderpool.
I don't know. I mean, I read the two gifts that I got.
Oh. What were they?
I got a Whataburger cap, and then I got that card of the Cowboys player.
Oh, yeah, that was Burleson. That wasn't her.
And then I got something else.
Hey, I love the Whataburger cup, though. Or the hat.
The cap, yeah.
Easy transition after this job goes south.
Funny, Coach. That's funny.
Hey, you might see Cam Newton at your local Whataburger pretty soon.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. He said there's a lot of teams interested in signing him. He's just weighing his options, and he wants the best opportunity to play. Hello, CFL.
Is that still a thing?
He's going to have to go CFL, USFL, or XFL. That dude is not seeing the field in the NFL. There's no chance. Like, you're done, Cam Newton. Like, you're lying to yourself if you're trying to tell me that there's a lot of teams interested and you're weighing your options of best chance to play. You ain't playing.
There's also a thing called the FCFL. It's a controlled football league, and Johnny Manziel's playing in it.
I'll do that.
Well, you got to be a good.
Oh,
yeah, you got to be an athlete, dude.
Okay.
Coach.
Okay.
Right. Lee Edwards, and then taking himself has daylight to the end zone. Oh. Manziel can walk it in. Touchdown, Zappers.
I guess their team name's the Zappers.
Maybe that's what I'll name my team, the Zappers.
The day's off, baby.
Yes, sir. What are we listening to?
I have no
the Zappers. So, yeah, it's FCFL in Atlanta, and Manziel plays for the Zappers.
All right. Happy Wednesday, guys.
Yes, sir. Happy Wednesday.
Johnny's have a great day.
Fan-controlled football season version 2.0.
No win or lose, we booze.
Go to FCFL.
Win or lose, we boost. Hold on. They interviewed Manziel.
Johnny's back with fan-controlled football season version 2.0.
No win or lose, we booze.
Go to FCF.
That's so stupid.
It's called the FCF, fan-controlled football. I love it. April 16th. Wow.
Oh, man.
You're going to have to watch that or the Masters.
Oh, man.
Oh, we don't care. Tiger's there, but we don't care. It's not a big deal. It doesn't make me more excited for the Masters if Tiger's there, lying idiots.
I wonder when we find out if he's going to play. We heard about the 18 holes.
Yeah, we want to know if he's playing on Sunday. That's what we're really concerned about. All right. Anything else, guys?
Oh, no, man. That's it.
All right. Happy Wednesday, guys.
Yeah, you too, man.
Have a great day.
All right. Goodbye, everyone.
I got to start. I'm going to have to go look at Ted Lasso for some tips. I don't know.
You're the next Coach K, man.
All right. Not right now. I'm not. I don't want to be Coach K.
Why not?
He's an ass.
What?
I want to be the next Bill Self.
Okay.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without the essentials. So it's best to always pack a Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie to protect against the sun. I mean, it provides great protection and it's really breathable so you don't get hot. That's a win-win. Columbia PFG has a lot of great gear. So before you head out on the water, head over to Columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear.